I am doing fantastic in the City of Champions.
Go Oilers, go.
Hey, I'm an LA Kings fan, and I'm from Vancouver, so let's not go
there. Okay. All right, we'll stick to football. Some fantastic football with the IFAF World Juniors. It's happening at Clark Park and Commonwealth Stadium. Starts tomorrow. Let's get some deets from you.
Yeah, the opening game is going to be kind of special, I think, with Canada 2 taking on Austria. The one thing that Canada 2 is going to roll out are special orange jerseys. And I think it achieves two goals. It's a reconciliation piece, obviously, but it also commemorates the very first international team that Canada ever put on the field in the very first international game. And that was Canada and the United States in White City, UK, of all places, with 30,000 fans watching.
No kidding.
In the Tea Bowl in 1944. And those jerseys were orange.
Wow.
So in terms of a reconciliation piece, it truly is reconciliation because it brings Canada from the past and the military, and then the Orange Jersey Project with their indigenous logo that's going to be on the back of it, all together in one piece. They're only wearing them for one time. Players get to keep them at the end of the tournament that are on Canada too. So if you're looking at a Canadian team wearing an orange jersey in that very first game, now you know why.
And this is some fantastic football. 75 players over the last 15 years have either gone on to the CFL or the NFL and have played on Team Canada. Like, this is really good football.
It's really good football, and unfortunately, it's been a really well-kept secret over the years. I was down in Mexico in 2018. We called the game on CBC Gem, actually, where Canada defeated Mexico at Estadio Olimpico 68. 13-7 was the final score. More significantly, there were 30,515 locals there screaming for their home team. It was quite the event and quite the feeling. Canada has won this tournament since 2009 three times. The next best team is the United States that's won it twice. Canada is back-to-back champions, and they're going for a three-peat in this. You may have noticed that I mentioned that there's Canada 2 in this tournament. Well, we have two teams in this tournament because one of the teams, the international teams, had to tap out, so we put a second entry in. Also in this tournament, mentioned the United States. Japan is my dark horse in this tournament. They've put together a fantastic team. They've got great college football in that country that's been around for 90 years. Their national college championship draws 30 to 40,000 at Hoshin Stadium in Osaka every year. They've got a great system, and they're a very well-coached team. You've got Austria, which are the European champions, and you've got the Brazilians and the Panamanians and the Australians that have all had to scrape a lot of money together. These kids pay to play to get to these tournaments. The Australian kids are paying $9,000 a head because of the travel to get to this tournament. You know, these three teams have my deepest respect in terms of really wanting to be here, knowing that they probably won't get a sniff of the podium, but they're here to compete. They're here to learn. And it's been an effort behind the scenes to get them here, but they're slowly getting here. And the Australians have actually been here for a week, and they've been a delight to deal with.
And on Canada Day, you've got a four-team under-18 Indigenous tournament featuring BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. So you've got these mini games happening all day long.
That's right. It's a whole tournament happening on Canada Day, and you know, one of the things that at Football Canada we've been able to do is really make inroads into the Indigenous community. I mentioned the Indigenous logo, but we also have an organization called Indigenous Football Canada. It's by and for Indigenous people. They put a team on the field, a U18 girls team last year at our national championship, and they intend to do more with creating actual national Indigenous teams that compete in our Football Canada National Championships. It's really remarkable, and I think it's quite ahead of the curve. Now, as for this four-team tournament, We did one here last year, which was just Saskatchewan and Alberta. So now it's growing to four teams, and it's six-man ball. So it's really well suited for that mini game tournament format where you can play it all day, kind of like rugby sevens.
Yeah,
and I'm sticking around for that. I really want to be a part of that.
So it's the IFAF World Juniors. It's spread out over three game days, the 22nd, the 25th, and the 30th, Clark Stadium and Commonwealth Stadium. Got the Canada Day game as well. Where am I going for more deets? Is there a website?
You can go to footballcanada.com. You can go to IFAF.tv if you want to watch the games online. But if you're sitting here in the Edmonton area or anywhere in Alberta, I encourage you to jump in the car and get over to Commonwealth and Clark. We've got some special installations there as well from the National Football League. The Lombardi Trophy might make an appearance. The Grey Cup might make an appearance. You just never know what you're going to run into at those two stadiums over this tournament. I think it's going to be something that's really special. And, you know, I will reluctantly say, go Oilers, go, because I think it generates a lot of energy.
There you go.
Sports, right?
It's all about good vibes. I got you.
Yeah, I put good vibes out, and that hurt. Because I'll tell you something. I'm going to share something with you. I had a blog that went on for about 10 years, and the name of it was the Edmonton, we'll call it, football team, ruined my childhood. That was the name of my blog. As a BC Lions fan growing up, it was hard.
I bet it was. Jim, thanks for taking a few minutes. I really appreciate it.
Okay, take care.